Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sella back with you, Gwynn and Chris. I got first pitch duties tonight, but before that, we continue our program right up until 6 o'clock, and very excited to have with us on the program, joining us from MLB.com, Mr. Will Leitch. Will, how are you today, sir?
Good. Hey, good luck with that first throw. Remember, the goal of every first pitch is not to become a viral video the next day.
Yes,
good luck.
You and everybody has told me that, and it's scaring the living daylights out of me. But, you know, we'll see what happens. Hey, Will, what's your take? What's the kind of or was there a national take on this weekend's Dodger-Padres series? There's three fantastic games. The people here in San Diego, I think, thoroughly enjoyed them. Padres, I think, proved to themselves they can play with the Dodgers. And then, obviously, it was very important for them to get that one win yesterday.
Yeah, you know, the Dodgers are the hill that everybody's got to climb, right? And that's really not just the case for teams in the National League West. That's really kind of across the board. They've gone to two straight World Series. They've won all these division titles. If you are competing that tightly with the Dodgers, you're doing something right. And I think there's something to be said for that, particularly kind of early on in this process. It's exciting to see. Obviously, you know, you would like to see the results maybe better the first couple of days, but I think the way that it came out Sunday, you know, that's what you want. That's what you're looking for. It's what nationally people are kind of eyeing the Padres, right? Like the Padres are in that mode, not dissimilar, frankly, to where, say, the Cubs were in 2014 or the Astros were in 2013. The idea that, okay, this is a team that's taking steps back and kind of building something. They're doing something a little different. They're taking their time to do it. And now they're starting to add pieces, and you're seeing that excitement happen. So what you're looking to see how they match up against a team like the Dodgers, I think it's difficult to argue. I still think the Dodgers are a better team, but if that is your every game is tight like that, and then to have that incredible result Sunday, it's hard to argue that there's not something pretty exciting coming.
Will Leitch is with us on the SDCCU fan hotline, joins us from MLB.com, Padres, Dodgers. When Manny Machado signed in San Diego, what did you feel kind of the national reaction was to that? And what do you think the reaction is to Manny Machado being here now? Has it changed at all in the couple of months since all that took place?
Certainly when he signed, there was something about, obviously, people had waited so long for Machado and then later Harper to sign that no matter whenever he signed, of course, there's just going to be some sort of relief that we could all kind of go on with our lives a little bit. But certainly when it came to Machado and going to San Diego, what was fun about that is, you know, listen, nationally speaking, for better or for worse, and mostly worse, the Padres, even though they've had some decent teams and some exciting players, it's been a while since they felt like a team you had to pay very close attention to. It was a team that had a beautiful ballpark and a great fan base and certainly seemed like a very excellent opportunity for someone at some point, but it just hadn't really broken through yet. And so what that signified, never minding just the fact that Machado is a great player, but the fact that he would choose to go there, he would look at the Padres franchise and say, yes, this is a team that's got a lot of talent coming, and this is a team I want to grow older with. But also for the Padres to step up and actually pay him that kind of money really spoke well for both sides. Remember, when Machado was on the free agent market, I think there were always you never knew what kind of bidder would come out of nowhere. But in a lot of ways, you know, the White Sox were another team that also had a lot of young talent, and I think it actively tried to court him. And I wonder if the question was, would Machado's choice of San Diego, if he chose San Diego or the White Sox, give an indicator of which franchise was a little bit farther ahead in kind of the rebuild? And I think it clearly has been the case. Now that he's there, I can't speak for you guys, but I got to say, from the outside, he looks pretty comfortable in a Padres uniform to me. He hasn't really had like his full breakout yet, but clearly, you know, you've seen some exceptional defensive plays. To see kind of that kind of talent and that kind of consistent talent that no matter what, you know, defense never rests, that kind of idea, whether he's a third or whether he's a short, there's so much talent there. It seems like he fits, and it seems like him being there solidifies the Padres as a team to be reckoned with. And it's a team that you watch now. There's so much, all that young talent the Padres had before Machado signed. Now you look at it and you're like, wow, okay, now these guys don't have to be the centerpieces. They can be the supporting pieces. And I think it makes all of them that much more exciting.
Yeah, I think you hit it right on the head, Will. I mean, it really is something. I didn't expect Manny Machado to have the kind of impact that he's had just in terms of watching him play baseball. I heard he was good, but we don't see Baltimore very often here, and just saw such a small sample size in L.A., but he has really been remarkable defensively, and then this weekend came alive with the bat. Will Leitch, MLB.com, joining us. I think one of the interesting aspects of this series, which is starting tonight between the Padres and the Mets, is the rookies. Pete Alonso of the New York Mets was the first rookie of the month this year. The Padres, of course, have Fernando Tatis Jr. on the injured list. They also have Chris Paddock, who has come on the scene and kind of been a bit of a phenom. I mean, you got to love baseball right now. The whole National League, it seems like everybody's got a couple of these rookies, and these kids are starting to take over the sport. It's going to be fun to see a couple of them match up against each other tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's fun to see, too, not just all the talent that you're seeing in baseball now, but you're seeing teams embrace the talent, right? There used to be this real kind of big culture in baseball that, hey, Rook, you got to learn your way over here, and you got to ride the pine for a while, ride the bench for a while until we're ready to So you've earned your stripes around here. And I think basically teams have realized there's so much talent. These players are arriving in the major leagues more ready than they were in the past. Not fully polished, finished product to any stretch of the imagination, but certainly guys are showing up ready to go pretty much from the get-go. And it's all across the sport. I mean, I don't know if you saw Nick Sindel from the Reds today in like his third or fourth game, hit two homers in his first two at-bats. I mean, there is so much talent across the board in baseball right now, and the talent is being trusted by teams. It's exciting to see. You know, this is the thing, right? This is. I know it was hard. I'm sure it was hard for a lot of Padres fans after having some struggles, having kind of been in the wilderness for a while, to say, okay, guys, you have them be told by their team, you have to be patient. You have to be patient. Hold in there. We're going to accumulate talent. Hang in. They're like, yeah, we've heard this all before. Now you're starting to see the fruits of that patience. You're starting to see the results of hanging in. And listen, there's a lot of teams with young talent. I got to tell you, from the outside, the Padres have as much of it as any team in baseball, and there's more coming. So it's a really good position to be in. It's exciting for the game to see. Everyone likes to see the new guys come in there. You always appreciate veterans, but to see someone comes in that's new and exciting, it gives an extra little charge throughout the ballpark, and clearly – the Padres, and yes, to that extent as well, the Mets have it going right now.
It has been exactly that way. Will Leitch, national correspondent from MLB.com. Last thing, Will, before we let you go, and really appreciate your time and great stuff. What's going on behind the scenes in baseball right now, in kind of a Reader's Digest version, with the fact that Keuchel and Kimbrel haven't signed yet, and the free agent money was down and stuff. I mean, quietly, is there anything building there that might lead to a head eventually down the road between the players and the owners?
It's certainly worrisome. I don't think there's any question about that. I think that in the last there have been some signs that have been willing to at least talk to one another. Keuchel and Kimbrel seem, I wouldn't say they are outliers because they're obviously really talented players, but particularly someone like Keuchel is obviously a good pitcher, but I mean, look, we've all seen the way baseball's been played for this first month plus of the season. The type of pitcher that Keuchel is, a pitch-to-contact guy who kind of relies on defense and kind of wile, is great and very useful, but I mean, you look at baseball right now, so many hits are, I mean, there's not a lot of balls in contact that aren't going out of the park. So, like, you know, mm-hmm. I think that now in full appreciation of Keuchel, but I think that he, understandably, for a lot, had been really kind of building up for this offseason to get a big deal that he felt like he kind of earned. And baseball has moved away from him a little bit. I would argue he still has tons of value for a team and probably should be signed by now. But, you know, I think that When it comes to the labor situation, I would say that more money was spent than I think necessarily has there been given enough credit for, I would argue, this offseason. But I also would certainly, you certainly have to argue that to see those two guys unsigned, to see players, like look at a guy like Nick Markakis. Like this is a guy that's like just been such a consistent hitter for so long, signed this really tiny 1 year, like $2 million deal. It does feel if you're a veteran player, it's a tough spot for you right now. And a lot of, and if you look at some of the, look at the extension that Ozzie Albies signed, if he feels that kind of pressure to sign what's pretty pretty inarguably an under market deal, the Players Association noticed that. So you'd like to see, as a fan of baseball, the one thing I want baseball to do is to always play. That's all I ask of it, is to always
yes, please,
have
right.
So I hopefully, both sides are, I think there is frustration on both sides, particularly on the player side. You do hope that everyone keeps their eyes on the larger prize here, that there's got to be baseball to make this thing going. And I think that's important for both sides. If, even if they're right now, I would argue the players might have a little bit better case. You hope that there's not so much open hostility that they can't get something figured out as this comes a little closer in the next couple of years.
Yeah, we just got to show everybody tape of this weekend's Padre-Dodger series, and they'll all fall in love with baseball again. It was fantastic theater, great stuff to watch. Will, great stuff. Enjoyed talking to you. Look forward to catching up with you down the road. Appreciate you joining us here in San Diego.
Absolutely. Good luck tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.